It's All Songs Considered from NPR Music. We're live here at the 930 Club. The house lights have just gone down, and Nico Case is about to take the stage. Let's go ahead and go now to the stage, where she's playing the ambience that is on the last track of her new album, Middle Cyclone. Enjoy the show.
The same clothes as yesterday. I'm so sorry.
Me too.
But I'm a dude. I can't help myself.
Maybe Sparrow, you should wait. A hawk's alive till morning. Never pass beyond the gate.
All right. here's where a killer whale and an elephant go on kind of a homicidal picnic, or an instinctual killing picnic. So, just doing what they do. All right. And yes.
Listening. This song was written with the Sadies, Toronto, Canada.
He's got the walkie-talkie.
Yeah, that's a little more humane. So we're going to play a new song called Pharaohs. Send this to the sexy people at home. A listening in the dark. Thank you.
but you never came to bed. You just left me there away. You can be wanting, wanting, wanting like the wanting in the movies and the head. I want the ferals, but there's only men. I want the ferals, but there's only men. You
title song off our new record called Middle Side Point. And, yeah.
Did you see the footage on that last song?
No.
That was us today. There were two airplanes and the Commemorative Air Force Ghost Squadron at Culpeper, Virginia Regional Airfield took us up flying today.
Nice.
Thanks to my brother Skip. If that's why our hair looks a little white and our eyes look a little wide.
Oh, here we go.
And our pants look a little wet.
That's
John
you?
Rawhouse up in one of those planes, wasn't it, Johnny?
He's right. So old and he made it. Look at him.
I know. Judge and I sent the heart patients up first. We figured if they came back, you know, the ones
we
with the stent.
It would
you go ahead.
All of his
go
wet
ahead.
Organs, but it didn't.
Thanks again to my brother and Mike Dale at the Commemorative Air Force for taking us up.
Thank you.
I just had to say it. It was quite a day. She hates when I say that.
Not a deep cut, but a title track.
All right.
Baby, why am I worried now? Did someone make a fool of me? Before I could show 'em how it's done. La la la. It's all that I'm made of. Can't scrape together quite enough to ride the bus to the outskirts of the fact that I need love. Pennies in a boiling well, in a dream that it once becomes a foundry of mute and heavy bells. They shake me deaf and dumb. Say someone made a fool of me before I could show them how it's done. It was so clear to me that it was almost invisible. I lie cross-legged just for a chance to be a spider web trapped in your lashes. For that, I will trade you my empire for ashes. But I choke it back. How much I need love. Na na na.
Rock.
Not really.
No waiting around. No fights in the ladies' room. Just tush.
It was a preemptive strike to jail. There's no jail when you do it to yourself.
Huh?
I'm gonna press charges.
Does your soul cast about like an old paper bag, destined to last and nerdy grass? Those like you who lost the way, murdered on the interstate while the red bells rang like thunder. Oh, deep red bells.
Thank you so much for coming tonight, and thanks to those who are here for two nights in a row. You're probably bored out of your mind.
Same clothes and all.
Deja vu. She's got the same frock on.
We're the anti-Cher.
Yeah.
One outfit the whole tour.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
I did just break my nose. No, that's really nice of you to say, but actually nobody's kind of hotter than Cher. Have you ever seen that early Sonny and Cher footage where she's wearing like the Mackie cat suits with like the giant cowboy belts and stuff? It's awesome.
It is awesome.
And then she's really smart and has that beautiful hair. Oh, it's gross. Yeah. Cher is Cher for a reason.
Sorry, Paul, I start this one without talking about Cher usually.
Chimney Falls is a lover's place. I thought that I was young. Now I've freezing hands and bloodless face is numb as I've become. I'm so tired. I wish I was the moon now. Last night I dreamt I'd forgotten my name, 'cause I sold my soul, but I woke just the same. I'm so lonely, and I wish I was the moon tonight. Now see, that song we just played was a deep cut. And this one coming up is another terrifying new song. All right. So we're girding right now. And then we're going to unfurl it. We get Merriam-Webster word of the day. We get bonus points if we fit it. We're nerds, actually, but thank you.
We're super nerds.
The nerdiest.
And we're down with that.
Yeah, we are.
New scary spooky number. And I've realized that I've started singing with my arm behind my back like I'm skating in the 1800s or something. What am I doing?
Where's your muff?
I'm just gonna try to do this. Like little Tyrannosaurus Rex arms.
Yeah, those little useless arms.
Oh, this is a scary one. It's supposed to be scary and arousing.
Really?
No, not
thought
really.
That was just
I
me.
I just wanted to say that.
It is dark in here.
All right.
Yeah. Your chances are increased. Exponentially.
Chances for mating have increased.
As lowers the wattage.
Yes.
Thus increases your chances.
Thusly increases. Yes.
Remember me. sit down. The light switch spooks and runs away. I stumble back and hit the floor. Long shadows crawl beneath the door to a passage so poorly lit. There's moths flying away.
This is a sad song about tigers.
It is.
And we're going to send this out to some folks from Defenders of Wildlife who are here tonight. They have some information to help stop the killing of endangered wolves by Sarah Palin, because you know how she is. She is angry. She is not the vice president. She is going to kill some stuff. That's how she likes it. And it goes like this.
You just said it all. All right. And more.
Feel behind.
Clumsy. Is that it? Is that how you broke your own nose?
All right. I did. I broke my ankle last time I was here. Thanks for reminding me of that. Weren't you really stupid and just fell right over on the sidewalk in front of people? Yes.
Wow. Punk rock. Weren't you saying to somebody else, watch out for that crack, you're going to break your ankle?
Yeah, I was telling Catherine from the new pornographers, I was saying, don't step on that, you're going to break your ankle. And then I fell down. But luckily I had a backpack full of 2 1-pound bags of wasabi peas on. And so I fell onto my back and the wasabi peas broke my fall. Thank you, Sarah.
Don't fear the
Truer words never spoken, sir. Don't fear the Reaper. My guitar's really angry. Hold on.
I think we told the Reaper to go to hell today because we went upside down in World War II airplanes, so take that,
I
Reaper.
I think you mooned the Reaper.
Bite me, Reaper. Oh, yeah? Bring it, Reaper. Do your worst. Oh, I just jinxed myself. That's cool.
I made out with the Reaper today.
Something happens to me, you can all say, she had it coming.
I'm macked with the Reaper. yeah. And now I'm going to play guitar.
That makes the Reaper mad.
As soon as I turn my wicked axe up. Yeah. In the face of the Reaper, I'm going to turn up some more.
Don't forget your wicked effects.
Oh, my wicked effects are on.
The Reaper teaser.
I don't need effects because I've macked with the Reaper. All right.
Everything's so easy for Pauline. Everything's so easy for Pauline. Painted strings that feed a lad to speed, a hearse at mile grace, no monument of tacky gold. They smooth her hair, cinnamon way. They standing, getting us to Baku, collected. Fate holds it firm and it's cradle. Everything's so easy for Pauline. Girl is the pocket-knot eye. Margaret is the fragments of a name. Gregory is mistaken for the thrashing in the lake of the make-believe monster's picture's face. Of a name. Love falls like a fountain, her love stands outraged. The giant's wanting, and she's sick of glory, but she'll never be as clean. It's a good side of San Pauline. Thank you. walk down the same street. One left a sweater sitting on the train, and the other lost three fingers at the canary. Everything so easy for Pauline.
Excited now.
I'm excited.
Macked with the Reaper and somebody's brother's duster outside. I still smell like Dr. Pepper chapstick all over my face.
Nice.
I'm living on the edge. I'm all teenage right now. Bring me your wine coolers. I will drink them. I will drink them. I'm not afraid of nothing.
All right.
This song is super rad and teenage.
Sure.
Your boyfriend, but you didn't break up with it, you cheated on it with the Reaper.
Okay.
Yeah, SeaTac, awesome. Love strip clubs and auto dealerships. This one's for you, SeaTac.
Hey man, 13 coins.
Boop. And 13 coins, good point.
The weirdest good Playboy points. After Dark diner you'll ever eat in.
Yeah, it's weird. It's the home
Mary
of Russian gangsters, and that's where Frank Sinatra would have eaten.
Yeah.
If he hung out with Russian gangsters.
Yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Sounds weird, but
it's crazy. The Bloody Mary looks like a dishwater.
Everything's weird when you date the Reaper.
Oh, never mind.
And I really get off on his psychedelic scene, man. I'm being carried away on a whirlwind of passion.
Did he keep his hood on?
I just made that up.
Was the hood on while you were making out?
What'd he do with his scythe, man? Where'd he put the scythe while you were mecking, you know? It's pretty pointy.
He holds it close to my throat.
Yeah?
But not too close.
Gotcha.
I just feel the coldness of the steel.
That's what I
thought he
would
do. Turns me on, man.
Okay.
Thank you, sir, for reminding me of the Reaper this evening. It was really a sweet carrot that you gave me there.
I haven't thought about my relationship with the Reaper in such a long time. It's really bringing back beautiful memories.
Like one of when we were hanging out doing coke in the hot tub with Harry Nilsson. Here we go. This one goes out to you, Harry baby. In your terry cloth bathroom in the sky. In the winter time, keep your feet warm, but keep your clothes on and don't forget me. The summer by the poolside, while the fireflies are all around you. I'll miss you when I'm lonely. I'll miss the alimony too. Me than I was into him. But I think it's because, you know, he had everything. I mean, he could take me wherever, right, around the world in a right snap of a bony finger. But he didn't have what I had, which was a tiny little trembling life. And he was jealous. And in the end, I think that's really what split us up. What's going on over there? Oh, sorry. Oh, face. John Rawhouse. He knows the Reaper personally because John is also a cadaver. He kicks it with the Reaper nightly in his coffin under the bus. He just has to listen to the Reaper whine about his lost chance with me.
I got this shirt from the Reaper, as a matter of fact.
And she just won't take it off.
No.
Night after night after night.
It's kind of like a totem. Right. Like I have his power, you know? Okay. His mana. Yeah. I have it.
Okay. And... he is, but you gotta move on.
This song's about Paul.
Thank you very much.
So, what does the Reaper have on under there? You know what I'm saying? Novelty boxer shorts?
It's just kind of cold and misty under there.
Really?
All clackety clack and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. No, it's more of a. Clammy dampness, I'd call it.
That can be refreshing. Thanks for y'all's tenderness, your bosomy tenderness here in Washington, D.C. tonight, you guys.
And a huge,
so sweet.
Indeed. And a huge, huge thanks to NPR.
Yeah.
Please show them your love and keep supporting NPR and other public radio.
Woohoo!
They're awesome. And they do so much for so little. And then they love me. They turn around and they love music and teachers and stuff.
Jeez.
Check it out.
As if that wasn't enough.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to blow this one on guitar because I'm wasted on the Reaper's love. It's called necrophagia or something.
Chanting of the priests.
All right.
Love, I am the sweetest sound. I let the motherless, fatherless, the soul.
Special guest yesterday, Mr. Arnie Duncan, Secretary of Education, to talk about how much we like teachers and how you should all become on staff. Thank you, everybody. It has been our pleasure to play for you night number two in our nation's capital. Thank you.
Nico Case and her band leaving the stage, closing out there with the song This Tornado Loves You. They had a giant screen behind the stage set all night where they were projecting images, and through all of that, throughout that song, they had a picture of a tornado spinning through the countryside. The house lights are still off here, so I'm pretty sure we'll get an encore from her and her band. Paul Rigby on guitar, Tom V. Ray on bass, Kelly Hogan is the backup singer, John Rauhaus on guitar, and I'm probably going to butcher his name, but I believe it's Barry Mirschenk on drums with her tonight. People in the chat room asked if they always have this much banter, and I think Nico Case always has, I think ever is always engaging the audience. Very comfortable on stage and loves to chat with the band and with the audience. And here comes the band again, led by Kelly Hogan and Nico Case.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for coming to the show, and thanks to all of you who came back from last night. The first part of the set was the same, so we wouldn't cheat the people who didn't come yesterday, but we're going to play some different songs after this song, which is the same as last night. That's a powerful, good announcement and an incredible setup to get you really, your mouths watering for this one.
Right.
It's for the tomboys. Yeah.
We didn't talk about the Reaper last night. That's different.
We didn't talk about the Reaper.
We talked about our favorite teachers and chess club, and we
that's
did
right.
a, all well, the nerds in the house say, ho.
Yeah, that's
See?
Right. The nerds. But tonight we wanted to be kind of street and kind of cool, so we thought we'd talk about the Reaper. But I know I'm going to blow it by dedicating a song to my dogs or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so might as well. Just, it's not a secret.
Go ahead, Paul. Sorry.
All right, Wanda.
a cigarette and rode the bus. Vengeance built me hastily and dragged the clanging notion. Now was nobody, nobody, nobody. All I had was my invention. If you're not by now dead and buried, you're most certifiably married. Oh, Mary. I'm sure you're sleeping sound. With the mistress of the hours that grind your life to dust. Your easy loves you keep like pets, deny them you are powerless. Whatever keeps you sleeping through the night, not the man. Both my wrists, damp and bruised by strangers' kisses on my lips. But you're the one,
you're
that
one
I still miss.
You're the one,
you're the one,
you're
that
the one
I still miss.
You're the
and
one.
The truth is that it comes as no surprise. Not the man. Think I am not the man you think I am.
Thank you. That's Mr. Paul Rigby from Calgary, Alberta, on the guitar. Lovely job. And Mr. John Rawhouse on the banjo and the plastic. Yeah, try asking me a question. I'll announce you. Face. He's from Tempe, Arizona. On the banks of the Hades River, where he lives with his neighbor, the Reaper. And on the drums, Mr. Barry Marochnik from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. And on the bass, Mr. Tom V-Ray from Vincennes, Indiana. Which somebody told me today is really country. I don't know why they said that. But anyway, the lovely Miss Kelly Hogan from Atlanta, Georgia. Over there.
Howdy.
And also we had Will Shep and our friend Phil Palazzolo. Will's from Aquaville River, as you know. He rocked you earlier. We'll continue to rock you into the night. Personally, one-on-one. I guess I need a guitar for this, don't I?
Message from Martha White. Friends.
All right.
Favorite!
Yes! Oh, I will reap thee with my tremolo arm.
Someone just called like for a that. Song. Why don't we just yank it out?
Why don't
like
we just
weren't
do it?
Planning on doing it.
Okay.
Cool. Home life. I thought you were golden. I thought you were wild. Caught you returning to the house you caught fire. But I
there's a new record out. It's new.
Oh, it's coming up, actually.
Maybe.
I think.
All right. And this for maybe.
Maybe. Hmm.
Keep it down, Ross. You dusty old. Oh, no, I got a lot. I just can't swear on NPR.
No, you can't.
Because they're just lying in wait.
I know. I know.
They're out in vans outside NPR with headphones on going, they're going to swear. I know they are, and then we're going to shut those commies down.
But NPR...
They'll swear any second.
They are commies, so I'm on the same side.
I can be so dirty and clinical, though, there's nothing they can do.
Ooh.
It's like medical school. And...
Animal House and Porky's 2.
Ooh. Just start the song. Footage of that cow. It was begging Kelly's aunt for a loaf of bread.
Oh yeah, I know.
She fed it an entire loaf of bread.
Yeah, that cow,
and its big purple tongue would just come out and go
yep.
Like an octopus. Powerful, good story.
All right. Aunt Sheila, shout out. Yeah. A song about a bird. All right.
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Suddenly.
Wouldn't you like to know what song we're about to do, John Rawhouse?
Stick your horn in your ear.
You can hear one.
Did you leave it in your coffin?
None of those are swears, and yet it's completely inappropriate. Oh, it's like magic.
Just a wave of nipples right across the center.
And you can say nipples. It's a technical term.
Yes, it is. Man, don't you love science?
Exactly.
All right.
He's talking about baby bottle nipples, of course. Also inappropriate.
Comes a calling, drops the marble from the sky. It was the Reaper destined, arm and way. Let this be a warning. This is the magpie to the morning. Don't let this fade in summer pass you by. Don't let this fade in summer pass you by. Black himself so high, the vulture wheels and dies. Something on the thermals ain't his chain. Spells you pouring apex, rotting on the train tracks. He laughed under his breath because you thought that you could outrun sorrow. Take your own advice. Thunder and lightning get you saying, close your eyes now, kid. Close your eyes now, kid. Morning's teeth are lit. They are waiting.
Everybody. Thanks to Kathleen Judge, who's doing our light show, and to Shelly and Vink and Phil on the sound, and Colin and Earl, and Audrey and Kelly, who are selling our stuff over there, and to you for coming to the show again, and those of you who came tonight for the first time. And thank you for putting up with our clean, dirty jokes. It's like a Rusty Warren album or something. You can hear the steak knives in the background. It's way more, you know, dirty and teen, though.
It's what?
Dirty and teen. It's a very dirty and teen
evening.
Dirty and
teen.
Yes.
Oh, dirty. Dirty and teen.
Don't act like you don't know.
I was just thinking about Rusty
that.
Warren. All right. What? Okay, we're going to do Knockers Loud, right?
This song's for my diaphragm.
Sookie and Lee.
Club. This is a great place to play.
Indeed. They treat us so sweet every time. So thanks to everybody here at the 930 Club. Make sure you tip them well and be sweet to them.
Nico Case and her band. What a wonderful performance tonight. They just sounded fantastic. Our thanks to Nico Case. Our engineer tonight is Kevin Waite. Joel Diedrichsen is our photographer. Ken Goldberg took care of all the audio for us back at NPR. Our producer is Lars Gottrich, and our All Songs Considered intern is Rachel Kowal. Thanks to KUT in Austin, Texas, for the interview we ran earlier with Nico Case. I'm Robin Hilton for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.